The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
105.1 FM.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
You made it to another Monday. I'm proud of you. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Don Crow Show. The clock just keeps ticking along methodically and inexorably. But there are signs that our freedoms may be coming back bit by back a bit. But the aftermath. I mean, for a long time to come, there's going to be postmortems on how this was handled. Or not handled, mishandled perhaps for some, many. We'll get into that with some of the so-called experts as we proceed in the days ahead. But glad you're with us. Hope all is well. And we have a lot to talk about together. Matter of fact, Joel Rosenberg, many of you know the name. He's a well-known author, founder of an organization called the Joshua Fund. It's a nonprofit that he and his wife launched back, I think, in 2006 is what I read. Their intent was with that organization called the Joshua Fund to mobilize Christians to bless Israel and her neighbors in the name of Jesus, according to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. That organization, has recently commissioned a survey that has discovered that nearly half of the country believes that the sweeping and deadly coronavirus is a wake-up call from God. One-third see it as the last days predicted in the Bible, and much more to the survey. But Joel's going to join us from Israel in just a few minutes to shed some more light on this particular survey that was just commissioned recently, and the results are in. And, of course, you know him to be a well-known and gifted author in the areas of prophetic writing, especially as a Messianic Jew, a rich ministry for many, many years. We've had him on the show some time ago, but not recently. Want to get his sense of what's happening in Israel, for example, right now in this regard, as well as this survey. So we'll get to all that coming up in just a few minutes. And we've mentioned a number of times, and I do it intentionally over the past few weeks, to give us or keep us with a perspective that while we're dealing with and coping with, I guess is the better word, the very serious impact of COVID-19, I mean on virtually every aspect of our lives, I'm sure many of you are well able to speak to that, and the dislocation and all of that. The aftermath is going to go on for some time to come, and I'm deeply concerned about that for people's financial lives as well as otherwise. But having said all of that, I've often mentioned that our fellow believers in the suffering church have that to deal with, many of them, on top of what they're already dealing with, the great dangers of just being a Christian in their particular country or area of the world. So we're going to talk about it with Lou Anne Sabatier of 21 Wilberforce coming up next hour. It'll be part of what we discuss in the next hour. And 21W has a very special virtual event upcoming that she wants you to know about. We want you to know about as well. So all of that and more. And, of course, we've conversed recently with one of my all-time favorite talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, our Salem colleague. He is one of the syndicated talk hosts with the Dennis Prager Show, as you know. And also, he and Adam Carolla have put a thing together called No Safe Spaces. It's a documentary. As a matter of fact, it's the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019 and number 11 for all documentaries in that same year. And although Hollywood wouldn't touch it in terms of helping market it, Netflix didn't want it, Amazon won't market it, it's a film that you and your family can, and I hope by now some of you have already, you can see it and you should see it, maybe during some of this extra time that you and your family have during the stay-at-home orders that we've been all living under. Now, critics call this film, No Safe Spaces, smart and vital and urgent, and in fact, they say it's one of the most important documents that you need to see today. So let me tell you how easily you can see it. Just go to nosafespaces.com, and you can order it at that website. But also the good news is, as a WAVA listener, you can use the promo discount code SAVE25, and that will enable you to save 25% off the price of the film rental. It's not expensive to start with, but I encourage you to see it. NoSafeSpaces.com, promo code SAVE25, and let me know. We'd love to have feedback, as a matter of fact, once you've seen it. And maybe we'll have a chance at some point to open the phones in a day or two and take some calls on it. But in any event, it's available to you at nosafespaces.com. Also, I want to remind you, while you're near your computer or on the internet, how about dropping over to wava.com and pick up a copy of 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. It's WAVA, New Life Ministries, free resource being offered right now. And you can get a free copy at the website. Just go to our website, wava.com, enter the keyword overcome, and it will take you there. And last for this segment, but certainly not least, some wonderful progress being made in our campaign with Bibles for Asia. Fan the flame, Bibles for Asia. We're now, I think, about 61% of goal. And the good news is there's still the double matching in effect for just a short while longer. I've checked the figures. And about $1,150 of the passport money is still available of that $8,000 they so generously have given to the campaign. About $1,150 of that is still remaining to double your giving. And I just got an email from Michael Woolworth, our good friend who's the executive director of the Bible League, and he has let us know that the matching funds at the national level are still also available. He said probably for another week or two. So, perfect time to make that call and make that gift. And we have some thank yous. I'll pass them along as the afternoon unfolds. List too long to read right now, which is a wonderful problem. But we've had some great gifts. And I mean every gift's a great gift. I don't care if it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000. We've had, we might say, some of each of those. So if you want to make a gift, now's the perfect time to do it as we go to this break. Call 800-YES-WORD. $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, et cetera, et cetera. Take that $5, and if you can multiply it a number of times, every dollar you gift is going to be doubled twice right now, as long as that $1,150 remains of passport money. And then, of course, the Bible League money on top of that will double your gift again. 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD, or online at WAVA.com.
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our faith and family mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us. But we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well. often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash-out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. You know, our nation faces unprecedented challenges, the likes of which most of us have never seen. The church in America has a golden opportunity to shine as lights in a dark world and reap a harvest for Christ. Would you pray with me for our nation and the church? Merciful Almighty God, we praise you that your promises are sure and that you have control over all events. We pray for our country, Lord. Grant our leaders wisdom and good counsel. Grant our medical professionals skill and endurance. And grant our elderly and vulnerable protection and peace. We also intercede for your church to live fearlessly before men, to love others unconditionally, and to preach the gospel of truth to every lost soul. O Savior, we pray you reap a harvest of souls to the glory of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A action, 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. According to a recent survey conducted by an organization called the Joshua Fund and referenced in a column by Paul Bedard at the WashingtonExaminer.com, nearly half of the country believes that the sweeping and deadly coronavirus is a wake-up call from God. And one-third see it as the last days predicted in the Bible. This according to a new national survey. And the key is a feeling in the country that people need to embrace faith and return to religion. Well, joining us to talk more about it, Joel Rosenberg. Joel, as you know, is the founder and chairman of the Joshua Fund. He, along with his wife, founded this back in 2006 to minister to the needs of Israel, bless Israel and her neighbors, if you will. And as many of you also know, he's a best-selling author a number of times over, some 13 novels, several nonfiction books. We'll give you his website and so forth as we proceed. But Joel, it's been a while since we've chatted, but it's an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Don. It's great to be with you, and shalom from Jerusalem.
I was just going to ask you next, before we get into this survey, talk to us about Israel and what you are seeing in terms of the virus there and any other of the challenges Israel faces.
Well, it has certainly been extraordinary, Don. As you recall, and some of your listeners will perhaps, My wife and sons and I made Aliyah. That's the process of becoming a citizen of the state of Israel. We're really dual citizens, U.S. and Israeli. And we moved here to Israel 6 years ago. And it's been a fascinating process. We arrived during a war. Now we have a plague. It's been challenging. Israel was one of the first countries to identify the coronavirus as a serious threat, not just to our health, but to our economy, to our security. And Israel took very, very strong measures, far stronger than most countries and faster than most. And yet, by God's grace and good leadership here, we are seeing a much lower rate of deaths than certainly the United States, but even countries that are comparable of our size. One quick example, the country of Belgium is roughly the size of ours, a little bit larger. We're at about 9.5 million. They're at about 11.5 million. But we have 202 deaths, all sad, all tragic, but they have more than 7,000.
Wow.
And part of that is because they didn't make the decisions quickly enough to clamp down on all the social distancing, and also we are just starting to come out of it now. The government is starting to loosen up on the restrictions, not totally, but bit by bit. Businesses are opening. They're talking about schools opening soon. So we may, by God's grace, have been through the worst of it.
Well, we hope that's the case. We really do. And there is some movement toward freedom here in the U.S., as you know, in certain sectors that are less impacted here in the U.S. than others. But more to the point of our discussion and your survey, a lot of us, especially of the Christian faith, have been deeply concerned about the spiritual implications of what this is all about. What God is saying to us as a nation, because, I've referenced that now tiresome quote of Rahm Emanuel's, never waste a crisis. But I've said as well, God doesn't waste crises either. He uses them for his divine purposes. So tell us what this, tell us the background of the survey first, who did it and what they found out in the process.
Yeah, well, the Joshua Fund is a ministry primarily focused on how to mobilize Christians to bless Israel and our neighbors. But part of our educational mission is to help people understand Bible prophecy and understand what God's doing in this world and how we can walk with him and serve him in the time that God gives us. And as this coronavirus began to intensify, we felt it would be interesting to take a national survey with a nationally respected polling firm to try to understand how were Americans seeing it. I know how I was seeing it. I know how many Christian leaders, evangelical leaders, and others see it. But how do people across the country see it? And so we hired a nationally respected polling firm that has done polling for Netanyahu, for President Trump, among many other businesses and political leaders and religious leaders. Long story short, as you mentioned, nearly half, 44% of Americans believe that the coronavirus and the attendant global economic crisis that has gone with it because of the shutdowns is either a wake-up call from God to turn back to God and the Bible, that was the way it was worded, or a sign of coming judgment of God, or both. That's extraordinary, Don, because obviously there's a percentage of Christians that are picked up in that survey, but most people that are answering that question are not professed followers of Jesus Christ. We had, and everybody can find the numbers in detail, and I would encourage them to do that at joshuafund.com, because you'll see the number of atheists who believe this, the number of agnostics who believe this, the number of people of other faiths, Jewish people, who don't believe in Jesus. Very high percentages believe this is a wake-up call to turn back to God and the Bible. And I can't think of any other crisis that America has faced in which we've seen this high percentage of people who see it in spiritual terms. Even 9/11, okay, maybe in that first week or two, but things, faded fairly quickly, I would say. So, and I would suspect that if we took the survey today, this was about 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago,
I think we'd see numbers that might that would hold or maybe even be higher.
And I'm interested, yes, I just have a bit of the demographics here. 30% of Jewish Americans, 30% of Democrats, 39% of Republicans, 40% of African Americans, 50% of Hispanics, all agreeing that these really are saying something to us about the last days. Of course, within that those groups, I'm sure, as you say, some would be very committed to the faith, others not. But talk about also this being so in keeping with what's been almost your lifetime of work, and that is teaching biblical prophecy, getting people aware of the end times. Does this encourage you, and do you think this is more than just, well, we're thinking about it for the moment? You mentioned 9/11, and I think a lot of people were shattered and shaken by that. Churches for a moment were full or more full than in the past, but that's quickly wore off. This doesn't seem to be.
That was particularly in Washington, where you are, obviously New York and the New York area, and there were many churches that were full nationwide. But I think, you know, I was living in Washington, D.C. at that time also. And yes, I think it hit us all particularly hard. This is a unique crisis, unprecedented in American history, in that you can't go to church. You can't go to a house of worship. And what we're watching is people are not seeing it. You know, it's not a foreign war, right? It's not a foreign threat. You can't point people. Some people say, okay, it's China. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But the point is, you can't point to a foreign enemy. This is something, you know, this is what the insurance industry calls an act of God, right? And I'm not saying theologically, I can't say whether this is, you know, allowed by God in this particular case or caused by. But you mentioned his sovereign purposes, and he is certainly using this to rattle people, to shake people. You know, I have been teaching about Bible prophecy for, you know, more than 20 years, and often people don't want to talk about that topic. They think it sounds nutty. It sounds crazy. And I'm talking about inside the church.
Yes.
I'm talking about people who don't believe in God or the Bible at all. And that's because, in large part, a lot of people have used sensationalistic teaching or hellfire brimstone teaching. And they taught in Bible prophecy in such a way that it has caused people to be spooked or, you know, kind of revulsed by the whole topic. That's not why the Bible gives us prophecy. 27% of the Bible, 27%, one out of four verses, is prophecy. Half of them have already come true, giving us confidence that the rest will. Now, it's interesting, right, because most pastors don't teach it. But this is reminding us that that prophecy is important. One example, I'll just give you one example, Don, unless you ask me for more over the time that we have. Jesus is asked specifically by the disciples here in Jerusalem, where I am, give us one sign that we're getting closer to your return when that, you know, when that time comes. And Jesus in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 doesn't give just one sign. He doesn't give a very Washington political answer. No comment. Next question. Right? He gives a whole list of things to watch for that will be, well, we're not quite at the end yet. Jesus isn't quite coming back yet, but we're getting close. And on that list is pestilences. Okay? And pestilences is that's a more, you know, old-fashioned way of saying global pandemic. Horrific infectious diseases. This is on the list. Now, we don't usually talk about it. We talk about wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, natural disasters. That's what we think of as the list of getting closer to the return of Christ. But pandemic diseases is on the list. And here we are in those dramatic examples in the last 100 years for sure. And I would say that it is an evidence, it is one of those birth pangs, as Jesus spoke of, one of those contraction moments that ought to get our attention and get us focused on Christ.
Well, we do need to talk longer. I'm going to ask Julie to stay in touch with you and maybe arrange a longer time that your schedule will allow. We'll try to keep it right at the front.
Sure.
Keep it at the front end of the show here, because I know your time difference is quite a difference from ours. But I really appreciate the time today. And let's do it.
Great to be with you. And
let's do it again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Joel Rosenberg, best-selling author a number of times over. I'm going to give you his websites and so forth right now. He's the founder and chairman of the Joshua Fund, and that, as he said, that website is joshuafund.com, joshuafund.com. His own website, joelrosenberg.com, joelrosenberg.com. His Twitter handle is at Joel C. Rosenberg. So you can follow his work, and I do want to have him back for a longer segment, and hopefully we can have a good, clear connection again from Israel. But these are days, folks, in which I agree God is speaking to all of us, and it's worth, you know, asking myself individually, each of us individually, what's God saying to me? You know, we may say, well, he's talking to the nations, etc. Well, yes, but what's he saying to you and me? Stay with us. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Sheltering at home these days doesn't mean you should let rodents shelter at home with you. Send them on their way today. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the device that uses the active wiring in your home to set up a no-go zone, moving those unwanted intruders out to keep your stash of toilet paper safe. Now that's fair dinkum. Visit gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Sheltering at home these days doesn't mean you should let rodents shelter at home with you. Send them on their way today. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the device that uses the active wiring in your home to set up a no-go zone, moving those unwanted intruders out to keep your stash of toilet paper safe. Now that's fair dinkum. Visit gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM. And hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a five-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of the loan.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, Southeast Southwest Freeway is trying to recover from an accident. For drivers passing the 3rd Street Tunnel and headed east, you will be more stop to go with residual congestion in the lanes from Ohio Drive and Potomac Park. All lanes have just been reopened after an incident. As for the Beltway, no congestion or incidents for you at this time. Entering the outer loop's a good ride at the moment in both directions, but we do have road construction in the southeast end of the district on 295 southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and Suitland Parkway, where you also want to exercise some caution. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
105.1 FM, WAVA. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, the low 45. A blend of sun and clouds tomorrow with a shower in places in the afternoon, the high 62. A bit of evening rain tomorrow night, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, the low 52. Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 74. Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and a thunderstorm tapering to showers. Thursday, we'll see a high of 68. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
As I mentioned to you at the outset of this hour today on the show, we are making good progress with our campaign with the Bible League. I think what a great way to really capitalize on the spiritual hunger and even apprehension that is in the hearts of so many in the world because of what's been happening with COVID-19, as we've come to call it. What a beautiful time to put the Word of God in as many hearts and hands as we possibly can, which is what we're doing. Our goal is 6,720 Bibles to be sent into the nations of Asia. So far, you've given 3,449 of those, leaving a goal of 3,271 more Bibles to go. And I got to tell you, we've had some wonderful gifts. Gerald in Fairfax, $75 gift. Abai in Jessup, Maryland, $50. Mona in Manassas, $75. Cindy in Reston, $5. Anthony in Germantown, $50. $30 from Lucy in Laurel. $100 from John in Silver Spring. $60 from Richard in Woodbridge. $100 gift from Leonard in Rockville. $25 from Henry in Fairfax. And $25 from Haywood in Washington, D.C. Calvin in Silver Spring, $100 gift. $300 from Dwight in Oakton. $20 from Bertha in Washington, D.C. Those are some of the call center gifts that have come in. And by the way, I remind you, every one of those gifts doubled twice, once with the passport money and again with the Bible League. And that is still in place. Two doubling effects for right now. Make your call.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Don Crow Show on WAVA, reminding you again, WAVA and New Life Ministries offering a free resource right now to you, 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. You can get your free copy by going to our website, WAVA.com. Enter the keyword overcome. It'll take you right where you want to be. Fan the flame, fan the flame, fan the flame, fan the flame, Bibles for Asia. 800-YES-WORD's how you do it. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, that's 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com. Click on the Bible League banner or enter the keyword Bibles, either way. And I say that to say this, a lot of you have been doing that, moving us forward in our campaign, and I will give some thank yous as we go along, but right now I want to remind you of how important the Word of God is. I'm stating the obvious for so many of you, because we know, as this brother you're going to hear from says, it's one thing to know about God, but to get to really know Him, we must have His Word.
To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it and to begin to develop the relationship to knowing God for who He is.
I picture that in my mind. I have a word picture when he says, fellow Christians holding the Word of God in their hands, being able to read it, being able to reread it over and over and over again. Now, I often say it, but I think it does merit repeating. We in America, we in the United States, and basically in the technologically civilized world, we have access to all kinds of things. When we want a scripture, often when I'm preparing a sermon or whatever, instead of taking my Bible in hand and leafing through it to find that verse, I'll just type online the verse that I want, or this chapter that I'm thinking of, or the thought even that I'm reflecting on, and the verses will pop up for me. And it's kind of like when I've been doing talk show, I guess, longer than I want to admit now, but I remember in the early days preparing for a talk show. The internet was non-existent then, maybe for the military, but certainly not for radio hosts. and the chance to go online and pull stories down quickly now that match whatever topic we want to talk about. The same with the Word of God. Now we can bring all kinds of Bible resources into our hands. And in fact, many of you get, I'm sure, some of the same emails I do. I get regular emails from wonderful Christian ministries like Ligonier and others that offer ongoing nourishment, spiritual nourishment that I can sit and read, I can track, I can follow up on, I can order. A lot of those ministries now giving free items away to folks. All I'm saying is we have so much in this current culture, even with the pandemic. We have so many resources at our fingertips. And then put that up against what our brothers and sisters around the world, for the most part, have or don't have. I mean, they can't even imagine the sheer luxury of what we have at our fingertips with the Word of God. And they're longing and praying and hoping for just one Bible. I've seen videos a few years ago now, then there are many of them. There's a clip that came out a few years ago. It may have come from one of the ministries that was sending Bibles to China, but a box of Bibles had arrived, and the Christians had been able to receive it. And the video, just a short clip, showed this woman on her knees as the Bible was being opened, with tears streaming down her face, kissing the Bible, reaching in and getting the Bible and literally planting a kiss on it, overjoyed with the thought that they now had copies of God's Word. I mean, folks, how can we not respond to that kind of hunger and that kind of need? I know that many of you have, and many more of you are going to. We have a very big goal of nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word. And as I say, I'll give you an update in a moment or two and some thank yous, but we do still need several thousand copies of the Word of God. I'd say right now, without looking at the totals, at least 4,000 more copies of the Scripture, if not a few more. Would you help us right now? That's my point. Would you give one Bible for $5, or maybe two Bibles for 10, or 100 for 20 Bibles? Would you make that gift right now? It's going to make such a difference, whether it's $5 for one Bible, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, 500 for 100 Bibles, whatever. We just thank you for doing what you've done, and I want to thank you for what you're going to do. I'm going to take a break, come back, fan the flame, Bibles for Asia, 800-YES-WORD's the number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 1-800, well, you didn't even need the 1, 800-937-9673. You want to give online? WAVA.com. Click on the banner or enter the keyword Bibles.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Solid gains on Wall Street to open the new week, with all the indexes up 1 to 1.5%, a rise of 358 points in the case of the Dow Jones Industrials. There will be new iPhones out later this year, likely 4 new models, but a report today says Apple will push back the production of ramp-ups of its flagship devices. Citing people familiar with the situation, the Wall Street Journal says the tech giant made that decision in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic weakening global consumer demand and disrupting manufacturing across Asia. Apple typically does ramp up production every summer ahead of a mid-September unveiling of the new iPhones. No word on whether the delayed ramp-up will mean a later launch. The IRS is bringing thousands of employees back to agency offices to deal with a growing backlog of work. The IRS says it has requested several thousand workers to return with incentive pay, but it is not requiring anyone to come back. Again, strong gains for Wall Street today. The Dow Industrial's up 358. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs. Right here in America, freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Have you ordered yet? No Safe Spaces, number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, and I believe number 11 in terms of all films at the box office in 2019, now available for you to watch at home with your family, and you can see it together during this, all this extra time you have, great investment of your time during the COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called this film smart, vital, urgent, one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film that Hollywood does not want you to see, so you'll never watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Hollywood didn't want to help market it, but you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com. Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla revealing how America has become a dangerous place to dare to speak your mind or share your ideas. And the fellas do it in a very entertaining and powerful way. It's not a dry documentary. But you can order this powerful film now for you and your family at NoSafeSpaces.com. Just use WAVA's promo discount code SAVE25 and you'll save 25% off. That's NoSafeSpaces.com, promo code SAVE25.
When I got the Bible, I really love to read. So when I received Bible from the church, and I really love to read and read it again and research. And because of those reading, that God is really blessed in my heart.
How many of you have found that to be true? The more you read the Word of God, the more blessed it becomes to you. The stronger your faith becomes. I would like to, if I could see a show of hands, which I of course can't, but you can raise your hands anyway. How many of you have gone to the Word of God in a new way or at a new level of frequency since COVID-19 set in, and especially since the stay-in-place set in and people started having to stay home, stay away from their jobs, stay away from gatherings, stay away from church? How many of you, raise your hand, could say, yeah, I've definitely found more comfort, more peace, more insight at the, from the Word of God in this troubled time in my own country? Well, I've often said this as well, because we focus a lot on the persecuted church, and probably even at that, not as much as we should here on the show and on WAVA. But I try to remind myself, and I'm trying to remind you as well, think of the coronavirus being a crisis of its own for you. But on top of that, you've already been living your life in great apprehension and anxiety because you don't know the next time when someone may show up at your door and threaten your very life and the life of your children and your family for just being a Christian. I just heard, I didn't hear the details the other day, but a North Korean man trying to escape North Korea was simply shot in the back. Now, I don't know if he was a believer or not, but that certainly has happened to a lot of believers out of North Korea through the years. We know that these nations are under great adversity just for being Christians. So imagine on top of the virus, your greater fear probably is even than that, that your house will be burned down or that your church will be ransacked and burned to the ground, which is happening, sadly, almost as we speak about it every day, every week. So I'm trying to bring perspective to how easily we can minister to people who are in great adversity, people who are in some of these areas of persecution, where it's not at all popular to be a Christian. Thailand, Bangladesh, China, Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam. I can't speak currently about Vietnam, but I do know that when I was next door in Cambodia in 2003 with the Bible League, I still remember very vividly a Vietnamese pastor who had come over from Vietnam, traveled over to meet with us and with the Bible League staff there in Cambodia. The hope, of course, being to be able to get some Bibles into Vietnam. But he told us at that time, at least, that he and his congregation that he pastored had to move locations every so often just to be sure they could survive. They couldn't have a nice church with a steeple on it and an address at the corner of such and such and so and so. You understand what I'm saying? They were a church literally that had to move from place to place just to make sure they could survive the pressures against them because of their faith. Those are the people we're talking about. People in India. We know that Christians in India are being persecuted at new levels. All these areas, China. In fact, we'll have a clip in a moment from Esther in China who talks about teaching the children English. You cannot just teach them the gospel. She says, as a Christian teacher, obviously in China, she dare not simply teach the gospel to them, but they are finding ways of teaching the gospel by using the Bible as a textbook. And so even at that, I'm sure putting herself and maybe even those she loves and those children and families at risk, but that's how great the hunger for God's word is. So I don't mind one bit pleading with you, begging with you to do what so many have done, and that's make a gift, whether it's $25 or $100, a $50 gift for 10 Bibles, whatever you can give, we just welcome it. We thank you for it. And as we go to this break, maybe now's the time you'll go to the phone or go to the web and make your gift. $5 for a Bible, $50 for 10 Bibles, $100 for 20. You can do the math very easily. Take that $5, and if you can multiply it over a period of, maybe you want to give over a period of time, 12 months at $10 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
105.1 FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, We are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us, or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb, than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts, literally the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now, 800-YES-WORD? That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
I've told you our goal is 6,720 copies of the Scriptures. I have no doubt we're going to get it done together because of what you've been doing. And I want to remind you, every dollar being given right now is being doubled twice, once with the Bible League and once with Passport Auto Group. So I want to thank Robin and Chevrolet for a $25 gift, Michael and Gaithersburg, $100, Mr. and Mrs. Tom, first name only, Gaithersburg, $225, Patricia in Alexandria, $50, Dwayne in Silver Spring, $50, Lori in North Potomac, $25, Mrs. Eileen, first name only, in New Carrollton, Milton in Gaithersburg, $50. Let me see here. Also, I think coming in, David in Westminster, $500 gift. Ashley in Columbia, $50, and $160 from Tanya in Alexandria. So those are some of the latest gifts that have gotten us where we are right now, and you can help us move forward with your gift.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English, and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
That's the point I was making earlier. A teacher who's saying we can give the gospel to these children by being able to teach them the English language. And God has great ways of getting around, over, underneath the barriers. The word of God will never be held back. We know God said in Isaiah, my word will never return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose to which I send it. And I've often said, you and I are the senders, I believe, in that verse, I think it's fair to say. As we send the Word of God out with a gift to the Bible League, God will do His part and more. And these dear people, such as Esther, this woman we just heard from, they also will do what you and I don't have to do. By that I mean, I don't have to put my life at risk to go online or pick the phone up and make a gift. I've just gone online a little while ago and made my gift without any fear of retribution or punishment or danger of any sort. That's the easy part, isn't it? Whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, and believe me, we could use one of each of those. So, but whatever you can give, we just are grateful that you are responding as you are, and I'm hoping you'll do so now. 800-YES-WORD is the number to call, 800-937-9673. Just takes a moment or two. You can tell them. And by the way, if you don't want your name mentioned on the air, just say that. Say, I'd like to be anonymous, and they will put that in the notes that I receive. So I'll try to respect that, of course. If you want to do the same on our website, there's a comment block you can, or box, you can put that in there. Please I want to give this anonymously. If you want to give in memory of someone or in honor of someone, folks have done that as well. And if you'd like to do that, we'll try to mention that. 800-YES-WORD, online at WAVA.com. 800-937-9673, online at our website, WAVA.com. Enter the keyword Bibles.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year. Totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.